basically, the HIV virus is an incredibly effective penetrator of cells, as we know. It gets right in there. And if it's not diffused, it will kill you. But they've found a way to take out what is harmful about it, but keep its unique ability to find and penetrate cells. And what they do is they insert a gene inside that sort of neutered HIV virus, insert a gene that will transform the immune cells that these viruses are finding into cancer-fighting immune cells.
That's astonishing.
It's amazing.
What's the relationship between the fact that we can get cancer and the fact that we have bodies that grow and heal themselves and replace worn-out skin and that sort of thing?
That's the rub, because the thing that's so devastatingly complex and devious about cancer is that it's basically the flip side of what keeps us alive. In other words, the very things that make us grow and survive, the division of cells, the instinct the instinct of cells to keep dividing and growing and so on, those very energies and forces unleashed are cancer. So it's a perfection, in a way, of our bodily drives. It's sort of immortality. I mean, if cancer didn't kill us, it would keep us growing, forever. We'd become immortal. These cells are immortal. They don't die. That's the very problem with them. They don't die until they kill us, and then they die. So it makes it so difficult to deal with because, for example, our immune system doesn't recognize it as being different from us. It's basically us. It is ourselves gone wrong. And it makes it so devilishly intractable.